Over several decades, the issue of diversity has become part of the public discourse. But does that mean we understand it now any better in a changing modern context? This week, a group of law students will convene to consider that. Their panel discussion is part of the Students of Color and Cultural Diversity Open House. Valerie Dayan chairs the National Latino Law Student Association, the first from Hawaii, and the William S. Richardson School of Law. She joins us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for inviting me.
A pleasure. Of looking at the issue of diversity and what it really means as opposed to what we think it means, what does it mean for you, circa 2014?
Well, for me, diversity means being able to encounter other people's culture that I would not have any other access to otherwise. I, for one, am Puerto Rican, but I'm also half Puerto Rican and half Caucasian. It can encompass many things. It can encompass your actual race, your culture, but essentially for me, it's having all of those things in one, bringing them to the table to enrich whatever environment that you're in. And for us, it's law school and work environment and communities.
Does that mean having access to it when you just walk out on the street and encounter it? I mean, is that where you think we should find diversity, or we need to go find diversity for ourselves in different pockets and different places?
I think diversity exists everywhere, whether we consciously see it or not. I think we should go out and search it and seek it more. I think we owe it to ourselves to do that.
That became part of the conversation years and years ago, decades ago, that somehow we were missing something, and we were also missing the opportunity to be helpful to those who were not necessarily in the mainstream. As you assess where you are now as a third-year law student and meeting with other groups of people who are very different from you and from many of us, are we any better at understanding diversity now?
I think we are better. We still have a very long way to go. But I think because of things like social media and having those one-on-one interactions, we are a lot further than we were, but we clearly, clearly still have a long way to go.
Last fall, we got a report from the Migration Policy Institute at UH that surprised a lot of people because it said we have a fairly little known but certainly substantial Mexican population in Hawaii. And it began to look at some other permutations of that. Do we need more to be able to really look at ourselves in this itty-bitty place where we think we know a whole lot about who we are?
Absolutely. That report was eye-opening for many people, including me. I mean, there have been pockets of people talking about these things for a while, but it's hard to argue facts and figures. And when they do that kind of extensive research and present it in such a way that you have to look at the problems, you have to look at the issues, and more importantly, you have to look at who it's impacting. And then from there, we have to step off from that and go, hey, we have these problems here. We're not so insulated and disconnected in Hawaii that we don't have some of these problems. And then now we have to move to action to actually start to address all those problems.
When we talk about some of what it means to be different in Hawaii, whatever that difference may be, for a lot of people, it becomes a difficult situation. Every time we talk about what does it mean to be Haole in Hawaii, or what does it mean to be, you know, fill in the blank, there will be phone calls to us and I'll get emails as if, well, why do you want to talk about that? It seems as if we have a problem still talking about that. Does that show up where you are over at the law school?
It can. It can to some degree. I think really the law school is more an open forum where we can talk more about that. Coming in, I think as a 1Ler, I think I was a little more shy. Not exactly certain what I could say, what I could do, or how comfortable I could be being myself. But now as a 3Ler, I don't have any problems in that area. I talk freely. I talk to my classmates. I talk to professors. And so it really is a wonderful environment to have your voice heard. And not only that, to ensure that your voice is part of that discussion, that needed discussion.
And for those who may not know the shorthand speak of 1Ler and 3Ler, meaning your first year and your third year.
Correct. Yeah, 1Ler is first year, 3Ler is last year, and I'm setting my sails for graduation this May.
And then part of the other journey begins. As you take your skills that you have been amassing these last couple of years and your personal history and all the things that makes you you and when you sit down and have those conversations with other people about their own experiences, are there threads of commonality that emerge that we really haven't paid attention to?
I think definitely there's threads of commonality, and I think in order to even understand those commonalities, you have to be exposed to those people. You have to seek out those people, whether in law school or in the community or wherever, and you have to just be willing to talk, and more than that, to listen, because that's where a lot of the disconnect is happening. People, I don't know if it's just in Hawaii, but I think people tend to just kind of be in their own world a little bit and don't journey and venture off too much. But I have learned a tremendous amount in law school and in the communities from other people that I'm so happy they shared their stories with me, and I'm so happy they listened to my story that I shared with them.
In your capacity as the chair of the national organization, that puts you in contact with other people from other areas a lot. What is it that you find is very different from their experience that we're maybe not understanding as well as we should, or what Hawaii brings to their conversation that might change their outlook on the world?
Well, recently I spoke to the national chair of NABILSA, and NABILSA is the National Black Law Student Association. I spoke with Victoria Walker this past Friday. We had a wonderful conversation about how both NILSA and NABILSA can partner in order to have that stronger advocacy voice. And we find those commonality threads together. There's a couple of areas. One is the disproportionate number of both African Americans and Latinos in the prison system. And one of the things I learned from my conversation speaking to her is where they've come in the last 50 years and how they got there, and the successes that they've had in getting there, and the people and the connections they've had in getting there, and how they were able to sort of get their house in order to address all of those things. And so we're going to be partnering more with them on other events in the future. But just to pick up the phone and be able to call another person from a national organization like NABILSA and just have that open dialogue and discussion is just so wonderful.
What still needs to be put to order in the House?
Well, for us here in Hawaii, we still have a long way to go because we tend to be a little bit more behind of what's happening in the mainland. So they may be having more successes in areas in the mainland, let's say New York or wherever. Here we tend to be, you know, maybe 10, 20 years behind that. So we've got a lot of catching up to do. And I think that's one of the reasons that that report that came out, Dr. Dasgupta, was really important, because we can see, hey, we need to get it together. We need to help this disenfranchised Mexican population here, and we need to get it done quickly because we're falling behind the pace.
You mentioned some of the things that you think that we're behind, but the diversity of the law school happens to be something that is right at the top of the list, which is an irony, isn't it not?
It sort of is, yes. We hold diversity near and dear to our hearts at our law school, and we want to keep strengthening and increasing that diversity, which is one of the reasons we're having this panel this week. We kind of want to reach out to people who either have thought about maybe I should go to law school, or don't even have it on their radar at all, and maybe they'll see it and come and they'll understand, they'll meet us, have that dialogue, and understand maybe this is something I should be doing, which they should be.
And helping the rest of us to focus on diversity a little bit more. Thank you so much for joining us, Val.
Thank you.
Valerie Dion is a third-year law student at the William S. Richardson School of Law and president of La Alianza Hawaii, a Latino law student organization. She's also chair of the National Latino Law Student Association, the first from Hawaii and from the UH Law School. And later this week, on Wednesday, law students will gather to consider diversity as they see it right now. Details are on hbr2.org.